So today's raid is going to focus, not surprisingly, on veloy mekachin. So the Mishnah said that one is not allowed to be mekadesh and isha on Shabbos. One is not allowed to be mekadesh and isha on Yontif. And the Gemara asked the Kasha that in the Mishnah, getting married was categorized as being a davar shal rishos, something that's not necessarily a mitzvah. And the Gemara asked what seems to be a technical question. Now, why did we categorize veloy mekachin as a dvar rishus for a mitzvah kavod? Isn't it a mitzvah? So the Gemara says, loy tzricha de islay isha ubanim. It's talking about where this person already has a wife, this person already has children, and because he has an isha ubanim, so therefore it's not a real mitzvah for him to go ahead and get married. What it is a shtickel of mitzvah, and that's why it falls into the category of dvar rishus. If you take a look at Rashi, the top Rashi on Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, so Rashi says, de islay isha ubanim. So what does that mean? Shnei zcharim lebeis shammai. According to beis shammai, it means he has two sons. Oy zachem in a kevel lebeis hillel. Or according to beis hillel, he has a son and a daughter. In that instance, the sulei mifkad kulei hai. At that point, he doesn't have such a chiyuv anymore. Kedabrina beyivamnis. Umiu ksas mitzvah ikka. But at the same time, there is a little bit of a mitzvah. Kedabrina and Rashi quotes a pasuk in Koheles. Why there would still be a mitzvah for a person to be married, even if he already was mekayim the mitzvah of Peruvu. But Rashi says, what does it mean, the Islay Isha Ubanim? According to Beis Shammai, it means Shnei Scharim. According to Beis Hillel, it means Zachar and Nekeva. I saw in the Sefer Chedvas Moshe, that's a Sefer that was written by Rav Moshe Blumberg. So he gave me a Sefer that he wrote on Masechtes Beyah, and he has a beautiful aura on this Rashi. He asked that, why did Rashi say that the Islay Isha Ubanim means two Scharim according to Beis Shammai, or Zachar and Nekeva the Beis Hillel? Why is Rashi quoting Shitas Beis Shammai? It's Machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel what the definition of the mitzvah Peruvu is. According to Beis Shammai, two scharim. According to Beis Hillel, zocher nekeva. By the way, what was Beis Shammai's raya? Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have any daughters. He had Gershom, he had Eliezer. And it's Poshit said Beis Shammai that Moshe Rabbeinu was Mekayim the mitzvah. And by the way, he was Perish Meishtoi. So you see that he was Mekayim the mitzvah. So says Beis Shammai, clearly you could be Mekayim the mitzvah with two scharim. Beis Hillel argues. But at the end of the day, it's Machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. And we know the rule. Beis Shammai, B'makim, Beis Hillel ain't a Mishnah. We don't really care in halacha what Beis Shammai says. So the Gemara says that loy tzricha d'islay isha ubanim. So Tel Gerashi, you want to know halacha l'maisa what this means? Depends. If you hold like Beis Shammai, shnei scharim, like Beis Hillel, zachar nekeva. Who holds like Beis Shammai? Rashi should have said zachar nekeva. Ke Beis Hillel. It's a beautiful aura. So yishtel tzu, the Yerushalmi, in Perek Habal Yevimtoi, in the sixth Perek of Masechtas Yevamos, where the Yerushalmi says a very big chiddush. The Yerushalmi says that Beis Hillel never meant to argue with Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai says he could be mekayim the mitzvah puravu with two scharim. Beis Hillel agrees he could be mekayim the mitzvah with two scharim. Beis Hillel just added on Beis Shammai. And Beis Hillel said that you don't need two scharim. You could be mekayim the mitzvah even with a zachar and a keva. As if to say there would have been a hava mina, you need two scharim. That maybe you can't fulfill the mitzvah within a keva. Kamash malam Beis Hillel doesn't have to be du scharim. It can even be a zachar and an akeva. But in the Yerushalmi, it's mavur that according to Beis Hillel, it's either two scharim or it's a zachar and a keva. So he said that according to the Yerushalmi, it's geshmak what Rashi said. Rashi said, "Lo tzricha this la isha ubanim." What does isha ubanim mean? There's two shitas. There's a shitas Beis Shammai that's shnei scharim, and there's a shitas Beis Hillel that's zachar and a keva. About filu shitas Beis Shammai have two scharim Beis Hillel agrees with. In other words, there's two ways in Beis Hillel's world to be mekayim the mitzvah. You can be mekayim with two scharim, and you can be mekayim with two nekevas. The truth is, we've spoken about this in the past. The ein kan mekayim my laharich. And that is the Avnei Nezer in his first tshuva, it's Tzimin Aleph and Evin Ezer. So he says, Shamati me mechutani. He said, I heard from my mechutin, Hagoyin Rab Shiel Kutna. He told him that the Marit, Loi Hoyo Loi Rak Scharim. The Marit had a family, but he only had sons. He didn't have any daughters. V'loi Nasa Acheres Aleh. And the Marit lived in a land that wasn't under the Cherim of Rabbeinu Gershom, which means he could have married another wife. But he refused to do so. And they asked the Marit, that Lechura, if you only have Scharim, and you don't have the Kavis, L'chur, you have an obligation to be mekayim the mitzvah. You never had any daughters. So the Marit said that he's being soimach on the Yerushalmi. That the Yerushalmi says that even though Beis Hillel said Zachar Nekeva, but Beis Hillel's moida to Beis Shammai that he could be mekayim the mitzvah, which neischar. Now the Avnei Nezer says that I heard this from my mechutin. He says, I'll tell you the truth. He didn't tell me where the Marit says this. He says, Ka'es, I haven't been able to find it. He says, I'll tell you the truth. Ainli p'nai l'chapes. I don't really have time. He tells the Shoyal that I'm giving you this marimaka. Maybe you know where I can find it. I'd love to see it in a Veinik. But he says, either way, really, it's a chiddush to be soymech lahalacha on this Yerushalmi. But he says that he thinks the reason the Marit was soymech on is because it's mashma that way a little bit in the Zayar, ayin sham. But the bottom line is that we know it's machleis b'shayim b'sol. When the mitzvah puravu yimakayim with a zachar and a keva, b'shamay says he can be makayim even with two scharf. Pashit, according to Beisil, you can't be Mekayim with two scharf. But there is a Shita Sa Yerushalmi. But the Yerushalmi says that Beisil was just coming to be Moisef on Beishamai. Beisil was coming to say that not only two scharim, but even a Zachar and a Nekeva doesn't sound like the Yerushalmi that we hold Lahalacha, but the Avnei Nezer and the Tshuva brings that he heard from his Mechutin Rabbi Shul Kutna that the Marit himself was Soymich on this Halacha, and a beautiful La'ara from the Sefer Chedvas Moshe that Rashi says, Loitzrichat Isla Yishu Banu. What does it mean? Shnei scharim le Beishamai. Why is Rashi bringing Shitas Beishamai? Maybe this is a ktsas of a smach that even Shitas Beishamai has a little bit of bearing as it relates to Halacha.